This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
There are two very important aspects that I want you to take away from not just today, but from this entire series. The first person that the resurrected Christ revealed himself to was a woman. And the first person that Jesus sent to go share the news with others about the resurrection was a woman. So if Jesus calls and equips and empowers women to do kingdom work, then no other opinion matters. I want you to take that with you today. All this and more. Stay tuned. Hey friends, welcome to the Hearing Jesus podcast. Do you sometimes doubt if you're truly hearing God's voice or if it's really your own? And how do you know the difference? Do you ever struggle to feel confident in your relationship with God and what he says in his word? Do you sometimes feel stagnant or like maybe you hit a wall in your spiritual life? Hey, I'm your host, Rachel Grohl, missionary, author, pastor, and life coach, and I have been there. I too was doubting God's voice in my own life. I felt insecure about my relationship with him, and I wanted to be obedient to what God was calling me to do, but I wasn't quite sure how to figure out what that was. I felt like I was wasting time trying to figure it out, and I just wanted a way to understand his will for my life. The answer for me was found in the pages of the scriptures as I learned how to understand what they were actually saying. If you're ready to grow in your faith and to step confidently into the calling God has for you, then join me as we dig deep into God's word so that you can learn to live out your faith in your everyday life. Hey friends, before we get into today's episode, I have a quick word. I know you've been frustrated with being confident in how to tell the difference between hearing from God and wondering if it's your own voice. Listen, I know. I've been there myself. That's why I wrote the Bible study, She Hears, Learning to Listen to Jesus. This is a 6-week study that takes you through the book of John, looking at 6 women in the life of Jesus. It also teaches the color method of Bible study, which helps you to learn how to really understand the scriptures. I include lots of cultural and historical information, and it really makes these familiar passages of scripture just come alive. This is a great study to do on your own, to do with some girlfriends, or even some teenage girls, and it will help you really gain the confidence in how to hear from the Lord and set you up with some tools that will stay with you long after the study is over. You can find that on my resources page at shehears.org, and for a limited time, I'm offering all of my podcast listeners a special discount of 20% off. You can use the discount code Hearing Jesus, that's one word, all caps, to get your discount. There are also some free videos and a leader's guide for you to get started. Again, head to shehears.org and you can find the Bible study on the resources page.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Hearing Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Grohl, and today is day 5 of our Mary Magdalene study, which is week 6 of the She Hears Bible study. And this has been a great 6 weeks. Thank you so much for sticking with me for the email messages and the words of encouragement and the direct messages and the prayer requests and all the things. It has blessed me incredibly to know that God is using this study in your life. And honestly, it brings me to tears every time I get one of these messages. There's one that came through yesterday, and I was so moved because there's just a layer of vulnerability that happens when you're podcasting or writing or blogging or creating content for other people. And, you know, I can be sitting here in my little, you know, recording desk, and it's very easy to forget that there are real live people on the other side of this microphone. And when I get those words of encouragement, it helps me to know that I am on the right track, that God is using this in your life, and that just blesses me so much. So I just want to say thank you for that. So again, we are in John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Very early Sunday morning, before sunrise, Mary Magdalene made her way to the tomb. And when she arrived, she discovered that the stone that sealed the entrance to the tomb was moved away. So she went running as fast as she could to go tell Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. She told them, "They've taken the Lord's body from the tomb, and we don't know where he is." Then Peter and the other disciple jumped up and ran to the tomb to go see for themselves. They started out together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He didn't enter the tomb, but peeked in and saw only the linen cloths lying there. Then Peter came behind him and went right to the tomb. He too noticed the linen cloths lying there, but the burial cloth that had been on Jesus' head had been rolled up and placed separate from the other cloths. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first went in, and after one look, he believed. For until they hadn't understood the scriptures that prophesied that he was destined to rise from the dead, puzzled, Peter and the other disciple then left and went back to their homes. Mary arrived back at the tomb, broken and sobbing. She stooped to peer inside, and through her tears she saw two angels in dazzling white robes sitting where Jesus' body had been laid, one at the head and one at the feet. "Dear woman, why are you crying?" they asked. Mary answered, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." Then she turned around to leave, and there was Jesus standing in front of her, but she didn't realize that it was him. He said to her, "Dear woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Mary answered, thinking he was only the gardener, "Sir, if you have taken his body somewhere, tell me, and I will go." "Mary," Jesus interrupted her. Turning to face him, she said, "Rabboni," Aramaic for my teacher. Jesus cautioned her, "Mary, don't hold on to me now, for I haven't yet ascended to God, my Father. And he's not only my Father and God, but now he's your Father and your God. Now go to my brothers and tell them what I've told you, that I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God." Then Mary Magdalene left to inform the disciples of her encounter with Jesus. "I have seen the Lord," she told them, and she gave them his message. John 20, verses 1 through 18, and I was reading today from the Passion Translation. So if we were doing the colored method, the complete method, we would be looking for action words today. And I always recommend doing the action words in either red or pink, something bold that's going to stand out. And I love doing this because it helps us understand not only what is going on in the story, but also maybe the ways that Jesus wants to intervene in our own lives, or maybe what he expects us to do, an action that we can use as a takeaway from meditating on this passage. And so if we were studying the actions, the things that we would see are things like Mary Magdalene made her way to the tomb. The tomb was moved away. She went running. She went to go tell Peter and the other disciples. She told them. Peter jumped up. They ran, or they outran. They didn't enter. They did enter. They peeked in. They came behind. They went right in. They noticed the linen cloths. The things were rolled up. I didn't do this one ahead of time, so I'm doing it kind of as we go. Prophesied, puzzled, arrived, broken and sobbing, which that it just hits me. Stooped, sitting. Through her tears she saw, crying, answered, realized, standing. Mary, Jesus interrupted her, that word interrupted. She faced him. He says, "Now go." So she goes. I love seeing the action words and going over a passage and seeing all the ways that we see the action behind what's going on. But I want to pay attention to something that I think is really important. In verse 17, Jesus gives her an action instruction. He says, Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God." There's two things that this narrative reveals to us. The first person that the resurrected Christ revealed himself to was a woman. The second thing, the first person Jesus sends to share the powerful message of the resurrection, the first person he sends with that message is a woman. So when we understand that, we understand the responsibility that we have as women to share Jesus with those around us, I believe we will respond in the same way that Mary Magdalene does. We will run to those we are in relationship with and share that message. And what does Mary say when she reaches the disciples in verse 18? I have seen the Lord. See, her testimony is that first she heard the Lord, then she recognized him, and then she saw him. And I think it's the same for us. We study God's word, we hear him speak, and even if we can't see him at first, once we recognize his voice, we come to recognize not only where he is, but what he's called us to do. There was a season of my life where I was really doubting something. Actually, it was one of my first missions trips. I was really doubting that God was calling me to do something because, in all honesty, I had babies at home and I love them and I don't want to be away from them. And the thought of going to a third world country was overwhelming to me. And as much as I loved Jesus, I also loved my babies. And I really struggled with that calling for a while. And not only did I have fear, I just didn't think that I was qualified. I didn't think that I knew enough or spoke clear enough or any of those things. And I remember just being in this season of doubt. And God very clearly interrupted that season for me and told me that I needed to go. And once he told me and it was clear that I needed to go, that's all I needed. Because of who he was in my life and who he had become in my life and the way that our relationship had developed, I couldn't not go. And then once I went, it was life-changing for me. And it set me on this path of working in global orphan care. It's all I've done since. Evangelism and discipleship. And once I saw him and I heard him, I couldn't help but tell others about him. And so it is my earnest prayer that the Lord will call a generation of women to rise up and declare this message of hope, of the good news of the gospel, to a lost and hurting world. It's my earnest prayer that you would not keep this message to yourself, but you would be the catalyst to a wave of healing and restoration in your home, in your church, in your city, and anywhere else that God calls you to go. It's my earnest prayer that you would use this study as a starting off point with a hunger to know and learn the word for yourself, so that we as a generation of women can declare that when he calls her name, she hears. Thank you, God, that you call us by name. Thank you, God, that you interrupt our hearts and our minds and our thoughts and our spirits even to call our names. God, I thank you that you know us by name and that you have a plan and a purpose for each one of us, for each of my friends that are listening today, that you have a plan and a purpose. God, I pray that through this study, through your word, that you would continue to draw people to yourself, that your word would become the very thing that keeps them going day to day, that you would prove yourself faithful as you always do, because we know that your word does not return void, that you would prove yourself faithful in a way that they can recognize and understand and hear your voice, God. I thank you that when you call our name, we hear. Amen. Hey friends, if this podcast helped encourage, empower, or equip you for God's call in your life, I would love it if you would head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That's the number one way you can support my show. You can also join our free Facebook community or Instagram page where I share inspirational tips, resources, and prayer throughout the week. Hey, I want you to know I'm praying for you this week. Know that you are loved, you are cherished, and you are His.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in Raw through your favorite podcast app.